Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. Jonathan just left us with some really wicked music. The music you were listening to was by a band called North Wind from the album Flying Down Thunder and Rise Ashes. You heard the first song off the track. It was called Listen to the Birds, or as they would like to I'm actually not even going to try to pronounce the original title of this of the song, because I'll probably do a horrible job at it and then people will get pissed off at me. But got a beautiful show planned for you guys today. We're going to have DJ AJ. He's going to be in studio with us in approximately the next little short little while. We also had Ali, from the drummer for Mother. He was going to be talking with us on air. Unfortunately, some complications came up, and unfortunately, that could not happen this episode. But in the near future, it most definitely will happen. Speaking of Vancouver bands, Mother, they're going on tour next week. They're not playing in Vancouver. I'm sorry. They already played their Vancouver show in December. But they're going to be I'm sorry, I just messed up quite big time, because I said the word mother because I had them in my head, but what I meant to say was Delhi to Dublin. Just like Mother, just played a show in Vancouver, so this is not their upcoming show, but I just felt like starting the morning with some new and good music from their latest album that came out in like 6 months ago in August. Turn up the stereo. You're listening to Our House by Delhi to Dublin. to Sounds of the City. For those of you who it's the first time listening to the show, Sounds of the City, a show for promoting all upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver. I promote concerts that are coming to town, but sometimes I play songs from the past because it's always good to listen to some good tunes, which was why we played Dublin. Once again, they're going to do their just started their North American tour. They played a show on November 30th, which at the Sold Out Show at the Commodore Ballroom. Everyone had a blast. It was good times. We're going to have AJ with us in un momento, but on March 16th, as part of a St. Patty's party, there's a theme party going on at the Legion on Commercial Drive. It's called it's a St. Patrick's party called, I think it was called Gold Rush. That wasn't actually particularly the name of the theme, but the name of the theme is not important. The theme is St. Patty's Day. The musicians are ridiculously important because their headliner is no other than Mr. Buckman Co. And I want to play you a latest from his latest album that came out January. It's called Crow's Nest, and this one's called he's gotten a bit of a following with this song. It's called it's very catchy. It's called Love for All the Living Things. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back to Sounds of the City here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You just heard Buckman Co. with the song Love for All the Living Things, and that was off of his latest full album release, Crow's Nest, that came out in January. Once again, Buckman Co. is going to be headlining the Gold Rush show March 16th at the Legion on Commercial Drive. It's St. Patty's party, and there's going to be tons of decor and tons of themes, and I think actually I might be DJing. Well, I'm not going to be talking. I'll be doing the other form of DJing, because there's two types of DJing. There's one what I'm doing right now, and there's one where you just play music and I just shut the fuck up and I don't talk at all. Ooh, I already used my F word once. That sucks. Okay, anyhow, but going back to upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver, on April 30th, I just got news that, I just got news a few days ago, okay, fine, but I got news that on April 30th, we're going to see a live set by Bonobo at the Commodore Ballroom, and I was like, all right, if Bonobo's coming to town, I better play his music every single time I come on air, because, you know what, without Bonobo, life sucks, and with Bonobo, life is awesome. So off of his Black Sands remixed album, his latest release, I'm going to play you one. This one is called The Keeper. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City. And you just heard the Keeper Bonobo remix. It was off of his latest remix CD, Black Sands. Black Sands remix was the full album. If you want to check it out, once again, April 30th, he's going to be playing at the Commodore, playing a live set at the Commodore Ballroom. I highly recommend checking that out. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, even though I'm not the biggest supporter, but I am a big supporter of Commodore Ballroom because it's an awesome venue, so you should check it out. But enough of me talking. I want to keep talking, but enough of me talking about Bonobo. We got Amy and AJ here. They're in the studio right now, and they're setting up a live performance set. They're from, for those of you who don't know, they're from a lovely band called Data Romance, and they're going to be playing a show at the Media Club February 28th with DJ Olaf and Evie Jane. Tickets are $12 at the door, but before I get into disturbing them with setting up, I'm going to play you a song by them, and this is one of their first releases, I think. Amy and AJ can explain more, but this one's called Caves. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City, CITA 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome back to Sounds of the City here on CITR 101.9 FM. The song we just heard was called Caves by Data Romance. And you know what? I would usually like to I'll talk to Amy about it, because I was like, why should I introduce the song when there's the actual performers and the musicians here on air with us, and I can actually get them while AJ's setting up. Amy can talk. So how about we start with the words? Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, Amy. How are you?
I'm good.
So, Amy, you're with Data Romance. I'm not going to talk for you. Who are you?
Who am I?
I know you're a musician, and I know you rock out. So how about you tell our audiences that?
Both true. We're originally from Victoria, BC, but we've been living in Vancouver for about 3 years now. I can never remember it accurately. And then this project started about 3 years ago, too. And then it just got pretty serious about a year ago, and we've done some touring, and we just released our album two days ago, mm-hmm. called Other. It's available online, and we're going to have CDs at our show next week.
Well, the song that we just played, Caves, what was that one? That was like one of your first, you said it was one of your first original releases, right?
Yeah, so that was not our first release, but off this album, it was our first one.
Okay.
And then we had an EP, you know, a year ago or so, that had four other songs on it. But yeah, Caves is off Other.
And how many songs are in the entire EP?
12. It's a full album.
Oh.
This one, yeah.
So how long have you two, like, so you've been working on this project entirely for, you said, full on the last year?
Yeah, I mean, it started really casually. Like, Jay was in another band called Italian Edition, and I was doing lighting, finishing up lighting design at university. And then we both kind of just were craving another project, and Jay was casually writing electronic stuff and sending it to a few other people actually to record vocals over, and then I kind of just like latched on. And,
yeah, sorry. Jay. Apparently, looks like Jay's finished setting up. So I was like, you know what? You should sit down and have a chat with us as well. It'll be weird if you only get one. Dude, don't break stuff, man. It's a community radio station. Like, everything's like fundraised here. If you just start breaking shit,
you gotta keep it kind of rock and roll, right?
That's his word for hello. Is it Jay or AJ or?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I always liked Jay growing up because I thought it was cooler. AJ reminded me of that Backstreet Boy. So I always stayed away. But now
enough said. You
now
know
AJ is kind of taken on, and I've grown into it.
I just can't call him AJ because I never have, but in like online it's like AJ. And
now that you reminded me of Backstreet Boys, you're gonna be Jay for me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I do have a hard problem pronouncing. I just called you DJ AJ because I'm sorry. There's no way I can't pronounce your last name.
Okay, you can. You just don't know you can.
I don't know. I can't. But I just didn't want to do like a Bachchupalabla.
I know. No. Well, it's a lot easier than it looks.
Well, what is it?
So phonetically, you just gotta go bat, a, cherry, a. And just push those together. Batacheria.
Batacheria.
See, perfect.
There you go.
It's not bad. It's just spelled a little bit differently.
It's
imagine like with a baseball bat, you're hitting a cherry tree.
Exactly. That's what I do. With some us in the middle.
Yeah. Cherry. It's like bat ah cherry. You're hitting the head.
Can you please do that for now?
Yeah. That'll happen for now. All right, but you guys have your setup all walked out and ready to go. We're gonna hear some live performances from these guys. Unfortunately, we had Ali from the drummer from Mother Mother. He was going to be joining us on air in about 3 minutes, but instead he decided to go to the mechanic to fix his car. I don't know why he insisted on doing that, but which means unfortunately he can't be here, but that gives us more time to hang out with Amy and Jay, and that means we can actually play some music for him. And while these guys get set up, I want to play one song from a band that played last night. So yeah, if you can do a blast from the past, you can't go to the show anymore because it's already over, but I just want to play you something that and show you guys what you have missed. Last night, a band from Ottawa called The Tribe called Red. They played at the Fortune SoundCloud to a rocking out, sold out show that they didn't even let me in it. You see, to our DJ promoter. Anyhow, but this one's called The Road, and we'll be back with more from Data Romance and a bunch of live songs. You listen to it on CITR. And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. The song you just heard was called The Road by A Tribe Called Red. Unfortunately, they played last night at the Fortune Sound Club, but they're a great band from Ottawa. And make sure you guys follow them on Facebook or SoundCloud and make sure you know when they're going to play next, or just keep continuing listening to my show, because I will definitely be promoting these guys because they well deserve it. I want to stop talking, and I feel like listening to some live music. I'm tired of recorded stuff right now. And I think Jay and Amy got some things prepared for us, but how about I let Amy introduce the... What are we going to hear?
The song's called Cargo, and it's off our album Other.
Yeah. Go for it.
Let me hold some of them wait for you. Let me hold, let me hold until my arms go. Let me hold, let me hold some of them wait for you. Let me hold, let me hold until my arms go. If I heal you with a touch, or lose a piece of myself to pick you up. Lately you've been looking so lost, and pills in the jars aren't doing enough. So let me hold, let me some of them wait for you. Let me hold, let me hold until my arms go. Let me hold, let me hold some of the wait for you. Let me hold, let me hold until my arms go, and I can find there is nothing I seem to say that goes in the right, goes in the right place. Lately you've been looking so lost, and pills in the jars aren't doing enough. So let me hold, let me hold and wait for you. Let me hold, let me hold until my arms go. Let me hold, let me hold some of them wait for you. Let me hold, let me hold until my arms go, until they go. Until they go. Until they go.
Gang Signs is celebrating the release of their new remix EP on Friday, March 1st at the Electric Owl. The group will be performing along with some of the artists featured on the new EP, including Stin, Shaky Snakes, Callum Alka, Humans, Adam Cabin, and DJ B. A stacked bill of Vancouver's most diverse and best electronic music purveyors. Advance tickets are $8 online at gangsignsremixparty.eventbrite.ca or $8 on the door, sponsored by CITR.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And welcome back to CITR Radio on Sounds of the City, or vice versa. Welcome to Sounds of the City on CITR Radio. You just heard the song Cargo performed live. Well, okay, that was incredible because it sounded, it sounded like a recording. I was sitting right here. I was like, wait a minute, this cannot be live. And I looked around. I was like, no, it is live. Give us a, explain your setup to me. How does it work? Like, I see an electronic drum kit right behind me.
Yeah. Well, I used to use a laptop. Live and kind of did a more DJ thing, and then one time in Toronto we were opening up for Digitalism and the laptop just exploded in all the worst ways you could imagine, like crashed like multiple times. We tried restarting, it just didn't happen, so we had to actually stop the show short, which was something I never ever wanted to do after getting into electronic music. I heard about it happening and it was just a nightmare, but I found this little drum pad. It's a rock, and it carries like some backing tracks for like the melodies that I can't play because I only got two hands. Mm. And I was a drummer first, so it comes naturally to me. And I just loaded all our custom samples that I made for the drums. And I kind of had to figure out how to play them because I'd programmed them before. I never thought about actually playing with my hands, but kind of set it up. It ended up being doable with two hands, and the rest is history.
So Jay, you said you wanted to, like, you originally wanted to be, you're a drummer. What happened that you went into electronic? Why didn't you join a rock band and go poor like everybody else?
Well, I kind of got bored being just a fourth member in a band that was kind of writing music. I wanted to kind of have a little more control, and electronic just allowed me to do that because there's no limits. You can make the whole song on your own. And I would be drumming more acoustically with this band, but our sounds are so distinct electronically. I make them really subtle that layering a huge live kick drum or live snare drum would just kind of like crap all over it.
You know? So were you just like jamming on the drums one day, then you saw a sexy lady pass by, you're like, ooh, what's your name? Do you know how to sing? And she's like, yeah, I know how to sing. And then you guys hooked up. What happened? How'd you guys meet?
That was exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't Toronto, though.
How did it happen? We just knew each other in high school, vaguely. And then when I started making electronic, I called her up. I drummed for her a couple times when she was doing like acoustic stuff, but it happened pretty naturally. She was just honestly willing to kind of like do any kind of music. And a lot of my friends were like folk artists and like, you know, didn't really understand electronic.
But I genuinely liked it too. Like I was like into like Portishead and, you know, York and all that stuff, and that maybe like not so many people were into or like in love with, and that's kind of how
at least where we're from.
Yeah.
So you said you played acoustic stuff?
Yeah, I did like, you know, like coffee shop stuff, and then I started organizing.
Is that what they call it, coffee shop music?
Well, no, I call it that just because it was, you know, I was like 17 or something and couldn't play at bars till I was 18.
You can, can't like, you?
Don't you they? You can.
And they just escort
like,
you out. Don't they?
You get like a velvet rope.
Pretty
like,
much, yeah.
Stage.
Well, I just saw that happen once like a long time ago, and I just thought it was hilarious because the kid was 6 years old. He rocked out the show, and the second everyone wanted to come talk to him, he was like, I gotta go, I can't be here. I see the coffee shop next door now.
Freaking XXYYXX just came to Fortune. He's like 17 or something.
Really?
Yeah, kids. He sold it out. And he's like, he can't be in
the But he can't hang out. I'm sure that guy's 19th birthday party will be a fun one. But sorry, forget XXYYG. Back to Amy. So you were playing, like, what's your, when did you first come across, oh, this is music?
Music? I was forced into piano lessons when I was maybe, I want to say like 5 or something. Hated it because I had to play every day. But then I got really, really good and I started doing festivals and all that kind of thing. And then my dad was in a band, so he always had guitars lying around. So I think one day I was just...
You had a dad in a band?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So there was always guitars lying around the house. So I think one day I was just like picked one up and was kind of like emo in my room playing 4 chords. And then my friend was like, you should play live. So I think I played at the grade 12 talent show.
What song?
Miss You Love by Silverchair.
Nice.
Because I was too shy to play anything that I had written in front of the whole school, because high school's awkward.
High school's tough. It is.
But, yeah.
And then you guys started, met each other, jumped in the collaboration, but you guys have, like, other projects on the go as well. Like, it's, like, I saw you perform with Hannah.
That's where we met, right?
That is where we met.
Tell your story.
It was a beautiful story. I was walking across the hall, I met his eye. There was violin playing in the background. There was definitely
romantic.
A lot of alcohol. It was good. And hence, that's not... How did the word data romance come? You said the word romantic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we do. Okay.
You guys were both computer nerds and like, oh, this is romantic.
Well, obviously, you know, you get the data and you get the romance. But like, I kind of...
Is that how it is? Like, one's data, one's romance? Is that?
We're pretty much polar opposites in 90% of the ways.
Yeah, sort of. But it's not some like concept thing. We're trying to like... Okay. No. We're not characters. No, honestly, I think I was on tour with the Zolas. I was drumming for the Zolas. You know them?
Yeah.
He too
is another person that's bailed on my show.
He lives like right by here.
I know.
I was bouncing names off the guys like constantly, like every day, because we kind of had a deadline for ourselves to pick a new name, and Data Romance was one of them, and it just came to kind of fit. It's actually an Ellie Nalian song, if you know her. She's a German DJ, so that's a really here's a trade secret for all you guys out there. Mm-hmm. If you want a band name, just look through your favorite artist's song names and steal one of those.
And all honestly, I DJ once in a while. I don't have a DJ now. I was thinking of coming up with one. Mm-hmm. And one name of a song that I kind of like, when I heard it, I was like, that's it. Lack of Afro.
Nice.
Lack of Afro. I'm bald too.
Yeah.
All right. It totally makes sense. But yeah, enough of that. Enough of me. And we're going to play I like that. We should hear that more. I want to hear, let's hear some more live tunes. But not yet. Have you guys heard of Beats Antique?
Yeah.
Amy, you have not heard of Beats Antique?
No.
So this is going to be an educational day for you, because you're going to hear some good tunes. Right before we get back into some more music from Data Romance, on April 17th, Beats Antique will be playing a live show at the Commodore Ballroom. And for those of you who know Beats Antique, you're going to love this track. This is what they got famous from the album Blind Threshold in 2012. The song's called Egyptic. And for those of you who don't know Beats Antique, you're going to totally, totally enjoy this. Listen to this on Sounds of the City.
Thank you.
heard was none other than Beats Antique from the album Brian Threshold, and the song was called Egyptic. Amy, you haven't heard Beats Antique before. What'd you think?
I liked it.
You don't have to lie on it. If you don't like it, it's fine. I don't. My heart won't be broken.
I do. I haven't heard that before. I'd be interested to see that live.
Or maybe you can.
Maybe I can.
Maybe you can open for these guys eventually soon, just like you're opening for the Diamond Rings. Apparently, is that not true?
Yes, that is true.
How did that come about? Like, so you guys have been touring. You've done a whole bunch of tours already. You've been on tour with Dragonette pretty much all across Canada. Oh, yeah. Like, how does one do that? How do you, like, Dragonette's a pretty big name, and if you're just local upcoming, if you're just a coffee shop musician, how do you approach a big name? Be like, hey, do you mind if I just hang out with you for like 3 months?
Well, we got an agent who hustles for us. Mm-hmm. He actually is Dragonette's agent as well.
Wow, that makes sense.
Helps out.
So wait a minute, I got an idea.
Yeah. So that's how that kind of happened. But he's pushing for us hard, and we're just wanting to tour Canada as much as possible, really. We've been bad locally. We haven't played as much as we should have been. But,
I am very much disappointed in that. I was going to say that next.
But I know, yeah. We need a slap on the wrist, but we're going to step that up.
Well, you are. You're playing a show February 28th at the Media Club.
We are, yeah.
That's true.
How did you end up getting the agent? Come on, tell them what you did. What did you tell them?
Yeah, and we blackmailed them. How did we get them? We had an agent with Windish, actually.
Because generally speaking, like, this radio station is a radio station with, I'm sure, like, Nirvana and whoever else, like Bob Marley, listen to the station all the time. But it's mainly for up-and-coming independent artists that are huge supporters of this station. So something like how to get an agent is something our listeners would be interested in knowing about. Like, was it like they approach you after a show, like, hey, you're awesome, I want to work with you? Or did you keep trying, like, 200 emails?
We actually played a few shows at CMJ, which is New York's kind of South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. And he came out to those. He was there in town. And actually, we had like 3 shows in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And he came out to, I think, all of them. He was just really into it, and he kind of believed in it, like, from a very grassroots level. That's one way. You just get lucky, and someone really likes your stuff and wants to help out. But, I mean, there's always showcasing. You know, those festivals like South By or what's the Canadian
North
one?
CMW.
Yeah, you know, even the Western one. Like, they all actually can do something. You just have to network. You have to schmooze, which I hate doing and I'm not good at. But honestly, you know, dropping someone an email or, you know, if you run into someone somewhere, don't be an asshole. Don't, like, you know, pester them. You have to seem cool, but schmooze too. But if you just get them out, if they like what they hear, they're you know, even if they don't want to get involved, they can maybe recommend someone who does. You know what I mean? Like, it's so much about networking, it's not even funny.
Is it more about networking than it is music, or is it more about music than it is networking?
I think it's like 50-50, honestly. And I it's not to say that I don't care about the music 100%, because that's my job. I got to worry about doing the music right. Mm-hmm. But if I was being honest, I would say that, you know, networking plays such a huge role in it, because there's so many amazing, I'm sure, artists you know too, that don't have an agent.
Yeah, they're playing coffee shops.
Yeah, maybe they're just not accepting the networking necessities, you know, as much. Like,
well, a lot of people think that it's like, if my music is good, it'll find its place, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I'm like, well, what if no one hears it? Like,
mm-hmm.
what if that one right person doesn't really hear it, and then you'll never find your space, right?
Yeah,
because you only need, as you know, like, you only need one person to say, hey, could come in, like, and then mm-hmm. let's rock it out. So you guys are doing a show opening for Diamond Rings. Which towns? Where are you guys going? Western Canada?
It starts in Victoria, which is pretty cool because it's our hometown. We've only done one other show there. It starts in Victoria, and then it ends in Winnipeg.
Did you guys? So you guys moved to Vancouver together?
Yeah. Not together. Well, at separate times, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But what made you move to Vancouver?
I went to school. I went to VFS and learned sound design for film and television, actually. And that's what taught me how to make electronic music. Ironically.
And then you're like, forget sound design for film and television. But, let's stick with the music.
It's a lot more
pumping. And then you moved to Vancouver because?
I graduated at UVic, and then I just couldn't really find any jobs. I wasn't really feeling it in Victoria, so I moved here and did lighting design at Venue and Caprice and all those kind of like DJ venues. And then last year I started doing lighting for bands, which was cool. What I wanted to do.
And then you guys ended up rocking out with more music, which I want to hear actually more of. Let's stop talking. What song are you guys going to play next for us?
The song's called Can't Keep Your Mind Off.
All right, we're going to hear a live version of that in uno momento after you listen to this lovely, lovely
March 2nd to the 23rd, the 2013 Vancouver International Dance Festival invites you to experience the kinetic simulation of contemporary dance. Delivered to you on stages throughout Vancouver by outstanding dance artists from New Zealand, Denmark, Switzerland, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Malaysia, Korea, Montreal, and Vancouver. Information and tickets are available online at www.vidf.ca or through our box office at 604-662-4966.
The song's called Can't Keep Your Mind Off.
You come with too many politics that seem to be digging thoughts I can't keep your mind off, and I can't tell if you've noticed that I've been sticking close, and when I'm there I can't keep your mind off. If you can't take the risk, I don't blame you. I can try to resist, be tame for you. I can show you the signs, numbers and lines. I can't keep your mind off. I can show you the signs, numbers and lines. I can't keep your mind off. For certain, you're so much lighter at night. I forget the times, I can't keep your mind off. If you can't take the risk, I don't blame you. I can try to resist, be tame for you. I can show you the signs, numbers and lines. I can't keep your mind off. I can show you the signs, numbers and lines. I can't keep your mind off. And I'm always the one to make you call. And I've been slipping on your stepping stone. If you can't take the risk, I don't blame you. I can try to resist, be tame for you. I can show you the signs, numbers and lines. I can't keep your mind off. I can show you the signs, numbers and lines. I can't keep your mind off. If you can't take the risk, I don't blame you. I can try to resist, be tame for you. I can show you the signs, numbers and lines. I can't keep your mind off. I can show you the signs, numbers and lines. I can't keep your mind off.
The World of Wine is back in town for the 35th annual Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 25th to March 3rd. 55 amazing events featuring 175 wineries from 15 countries. Don't miss the latest and greatest vintages. Tickets on sale now at vanwinefest.ca.
There's the will, there's the will, there's the will, fishes blow, and the will was in full view. Will fish, will fish, will fish, and the
Are you a senior undergrad or graduate student wanting to supercharge your professional development and meet the right people in the ocean sciences? Then register now for Power Up, networking and training on February 27th, sponsored by Ocean Networks Canada. For more information, go to regonline.ca/powerup.onc.
What sort of fish are you?
The song's called Backwards.
I see you in every day, but never on the outside. I picture you vainly when I go out at night. And I'm good, I'll let you see me stare, see me stare. My lips, the color of wine. I wore the dress you like. I look like me for you. These mirrors don't recognize what you'll see inside of. My hands are tied to love. And I'm good, I'll let you see me stare, see me stare. And I could let you catch my eye. If you belong enough, I'll keep you. And I'm good, I'll let you see me stare, see me stare. And I could let you catch my eye. If you belong enough, I'll keep you sight. This love is backwards. We don't know the ways to wait. I'll know you last. I will want you first. This love is backwards. We don't know the ways to wait. I'll know you last. I will want you first.
And we just heard the lovely Amy and AJ or Jay from Data Romance perform their last song, which was
Backwards.
Called Backwards. Come on, we don't have time to do a transition. We got to come say like goodbye right now before we pass on the microphone to Dorothy with Stereo Blues, who's going to be playing a wide mix of blues music for you guys. But Jay, Amy, a pleasure to have you guys on air with us on February 28th. They're going to be playing alongside DJ Olav and Evie Jane at the Media Club. You can buy tickets for $12 at the door.
At the door. 20 bucks in advance, and you get a glass of wine, a CD, and a ticket.
Do they get a kiss as well?
From me.
All right, rock and roll. That's good enough. All right, if you guys want to make out with Jay... or his hand, go hang out at the Media Club on February 28th. But I'll pass the microphone on to Dorothy at Stereo Blues. Once again, thank you all so much for listening to Sounds of the City Radio. Until next week, take it easy. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. But if you do, love it.